Hi everyone, I'll present our work on detecting fake accounts in online social networks. This is a joint work with Michael Surianos at Telefonica Research, now with the Cyprus University of Technology. My advisor Xiaowei Yang at Duke and Thiago Pugano at 20, Telefonica Digital. As we know, online social networks have become very popular. However, they are vulnerable to cyber attacks, where an attacker creates many fake accounts that don't correspond to human beings. Facebook estimates that 5 to 6% of its total accounts are fake. The fake accounts are even for sale in the online market. There is an industry of fake accounts underground. It's reported that during several weeks in February 2010, 1.5 million Facebook accounts were observed on sale in online marketplaces. Many of those accounts are fake. In online marketplaces such as Freelancer and Blackhead World, a single fake account is priced at several US dollars. Those fake accounts are very harmful to both OSN users and OSN operators. For instance, they can be used to send spam to real users, to manipulate online rating, to access personal user information, and so on. For OSN operators, such fake accounts actually dilute the advertising value of the user base, as the advertisers may perceive the OSN advertiser may have a less customer reach, thus less value than they currently pay for. However, it's very challenging to detect those symbols in online social networks. The symbols may resemble real users, as they can easily disguise themselves, and sometimes real users may behave like fakes. This is a fake account we bought from online market for $2. This account has a set of photos in its profile and posts in its wall. Such fake accounts mimic real user behaviors. Meanwhile, due to the diversity of real user behaviors, it's very difficult to automatically detect those fake accounts by only looking at their profile features and the messaging activities. Now, let's look at what happens in practice, how the OSN operators combat those fake accounts in their system. Currently, the OSN operators employ a series of countermeasures to mitigate the fake accounts. They use user reports on abusive accounts to identify the suspicious accounts. They use automated classification mechanisms, such as machine learning techniques, to infer those suspicious accounts based on the user profiles and activities, such as the photos, posts, and the login IPs. Still, the OSN operators can't simply blacklist or suspend those suspicious accounts because the user report-based and the machine learning-based techniques have high false rates, among which the false positives are very detrimental to user experience. That is, users always respond very negatively to false suspension of their legitimate accounts. So in practice, those suspicious accounts they either go through specially trained humans who manually inspect them, or they are dealt with rate-limiting mechanisms such as recapture. 20, the largest online social network in Spain, designates a special inspection team to review the user reports on abusive accounts. An employee in this team can review around 300 reports per hour. However, only 5% of those reports lead to the uncovery of fake accounts. This signifies an inefficient use of human labor. Then the question comes, can we improve the existing OSN civil defense workflow by adding a very effective civil detection which can identify the accounts that are very likely to be fake, so that we can save the human labor? The answer is yes. There has been proposals to leverage the social relationship among users to defend against cyber attacks, such as in peer-to-peer systems, which I'll talk about in a minute. The basic idea of those approach are to leverage the social graph to distinguish the cybers. In the social graph, there is a non-cyber region, which only includes the real users and the connections among them. Similarly, there is a cyber region. The social graph has a last property that the cybers has limited social connections to real users, which is called attack edges. Such social graph-based scheme could be complementary to current OSN count measures, such as the user report-based and the machine learning-based techniques. They may even better identify the cybers because the cybers have difficulty in connecting to real users. Thus, to aid the large-scale social online services, the need arises for a practical social graph-based cyber defense, the one that is both effective and efficient. It needs to be effective, and at the same time, it needs to be computationally efficient so that it can process the large-scale online social networks, such as Facebook, which may serve billions of users. Then how to build such a practical social graph-based cyber defense? Can we use previous proposals, including CyberGuard, CyberLimit, and CyberInfo? The previous CyberStar schemes are too computationally expensive to large-scale social online services because they are originally designed for decentralized settings, such as peer-to-peer systems. Then, how about the traditional trust inference schemes, such as PageRank and EigenTrust? PageRank is not cyber resilient, and EigenTrust is substantially manipulable and cyber attacks. Our solution is called CyberRank, which uncovers cybers by ranking the OSN users. It pushes the cybers towards to the bottom of the ranked list. It's based on the short random walks in social graphs, which we'll talk about shortly. It can be implemented using parallel computing framework, such as MapReduce. CyberRank is both efficient and effective. It has a low computational cost, or n log n, where n is the total number of users in the system. In our simulation, CyberRank is at least 20% more accurate than the second-best social graph-based schemes in terms of the false positives and the false negatives. We have done a real-life deployment of CyberRank in 20. As I have mentioned, CyberRank is based on the short random walks in social graphs. Let's briefly go over a primer. In the social graph, a short random walk has a few steps. Since the cyber region has limited attack edges connecting to the non-cyber users, the short random walks that start from the non-cyber region are very likely to end in this cyber region. For instance, if we take a lone non-cyber user, which we call a trust seed, and perform a short random walk from him, in each step, the worker randomly chooses a label as the next hop and proceeds. In the end, the worker will land on a user. Although potentially there are many ending nodes that the worker may land on in the end, all those ending nodes are very likely to be within the cyber region. This is because the limited attack edges form a lateral passage from the non-cyber region to the cyber region. The short random walks from the non-cyber region are very likely to stay within this region while they have limited chance to escape to the cyber region. The main idea of our solution, CyberRank, is to rank the OSN users by the landing probability of short random walks that start from the non-stable region. The gap of the landing probability between the non-stable users and the stable users enables us to distinguish them. Meanwhile, this landing probability can be efficiently computed using power iteration, the iterative matrix multiplication, which is also used by PageRank. By using the power iteration to calculate the landing probability, SIBORank is much more efficient than the previous SIBOR star schemes, which instead use the much more expensive random walk sampling, meaning we should perform the random walk from the same seeds for too many times. Overall, SIBORank has a computational cost, or n log n, and is as scalable as PageRank. This is a simple example showing how the power iteration models the random walk and how the landing probability of short random walks enables us to distinguish SIBOs. In this example, we have 5 non-SIBO users, 4 SIBOs, only 1 attack edge connecting them. Suppose we start our random walk from the node, from the trusted seeds, C and D, each of which has a probability 1/2. During each random walk step, each node first evenly distributes its probability to its labels, then it connects all the probabilities distributed by its labels and updates its own probability. So in this example, after the first step, node A gets a landing probability 5/12. Nodes C and E get a probability 1/16. Node D 1/4. If we perform sufficient number of steps, then we'll reach a stationary distribution where the landing probability on each node keeps proportional to its degree. That is, each node will get an identical degree normalized landing probability, here 1/24. If we reach this stage, there is no difference between non-SIBO users and the SIBO users. However, we terminate the random walk early before the global convergence. For instance, in this example, we terminate it after only four steps, so that we can reach a distribution where the non-SIBO users have higher degree normalized landing probability than SIBO users. As a result, we can rank all the SIBOs at the bottom of the ranked list. Then, how many steps should we take during the short random walk? The answer is O log N steps. This number of steps is sufficient to cover the non-SIBO region, as the non-SIBO region is relatively well connected. To be precise, it's fast mixing. We observe that in a fast mixing social graph, after O log N random walk steps, the landing probability on non-SIBO users approximates the stationary distribution of the non-SIBO region, though might be slightly less due to the nick to the SIBO region. On the other hand, the SIBOs may get much lower landing probability due to the limited attack edges. Now we have learned the motivation, the challenges, and the key insights of our work. Now let's move to a couple of design details. First of all, we divide the landing probability on each node by its degree and rank the OSN users based on the degree normalized landing probability. We observe that after short random walks, the high degree node may have high landing probability regardless of being a SIBO or a non-SIBO user. With the degree normalized landing probability, we're able to eliminate the node degree bias so that we can reduce the false positives from the low degree non-SIBO users and the false negatives from high degree SIBOs. Moreover, the degree normalized landing probability enables us to strictly bound those acceptable SIBOs, which have similar landing probability as non-SIBO user and may evade the detection. We are able to show that when the attack edges are randomly established between the SIBO users and the non-SIBO users. The total number of SIBOs that rank higher than non-SIBO user is only O log n per package. Another challenge is the multi-community structure in the social graph. For instance, a social graph may have multiple communities based depending on the locations of the users. In this example, four communities connect to the core community through a relatively few links. If we only pick up trust seeds in the core community, then a social graph-based scheme may misclassify the non-SIBO users in the weakly connected community as SIBOs. Thus, we may end up with high false rate. This is a known weakness of social graph-based scheme. To address this issue, we leverage the SIBO rank's efficient support for multiple seeds. Our idea is to distribute those seeds into communities. Suppose we have known that the community structure of the social graph. If we distribute those seeds into communities, then we'll not miss the non-SIBO users in the weakly connected communities. To distribute those seeds, we first estimate the community structure in the social graph, including both the SIBOs and the non-SIBO users. We use an efficient community detection algorithm, the Ruvine method, to estimate those communities. We then distribute the non-SIBO seeds in those communities. To do so, we inspect a small set of random nodes in each community, and we only use the users that passed the inspection as seeds. Since the SIBOs can't pass the inspection, then we can avoid the SIBO seeds and distribute the non-SIBO seeds over the entire graph. Now let's move to the evaluation of SIBO rank. The first part of this evaluation is a comparative SIBO ranking study. This study is conducted in simulations on a variety of social graphs. We use a ranking quantity metric, the area and the receiver operating characteristic curve, which measures the probability that a SIBO ranks below a random non-SIBO user. This metric it was first used in this context by Vissanas et al. We compare SIBO rank with a set of recent social graph schemes. This is the result of an attack scenario in our simulation. The x-axis shows the number of attack edges that were randomly established between SIBOs and the non-SIBO users. The y-axis shows the probability that a SIBO ranks below a random non-SIBO user. As we can see, SIBO rank performs the best among all the schemes we have evaluated. We also observed that in most of the attack scenarios, SIBO rank has 20% lower false positive and false negative rates than the second scheme. Surprisingly, is EigenTrust, as a scheme which was not originally conceived for the SIBO detection in online social networks. Lastly, we evaluated and deployed SIBO rank in 20. We use the 20 social graph, which has 11 million users, 1.4 billion social links. With the Ruvine method, we found many communities, among which 25 large communities has at least 100K users in each. This is a real community in 20 social network. It has 20K users. The dark nodes are the fake accounts that are detected by SIBO rank and confirmed by 20. The gray nodes are the real users. As we can see, SIBO rank can detect the SIBOs within communities. There are various connection patterns among the suspicious counts. We have detected symbols that are loosely connected, tightly connected among them. And we also observed the full mesh connection pattern among some detected symbols. This is a global view of the connections among 50K suspicious accounts. As we can see, there are many small clusters and cliques, but are not well connected with each other. We speculate that this is because the attackers behind those accounts are not controlled by many distinct attackers. Lastly, we want to see if SibRank is effective in 20s social graph. To do so, we estimate the percentage of effects in each 50K node interval in the end of the ranked list. We randomly sample a set of users in each 50K node interval, and the 20s inspection team inspects them. The percentages of effects obtained after the team confirmed the effects in each sample set. This shows the percentages of effects in the last 13 intervals. The x-axis shows the intervals that are numbered from the bottom. The y-axis shows the percentage of effects. As we can see, the last four intervals have very high percentage of effects. Then the percentage of effects decreases as we go up the ranked list. Overall, among the lowest ranked 200K users, there are near 180K fake users are indeed fake, meaning near 90% fakes among the lowest ranked users. With this ranked list, 20's inspection team can uncover 18 times more fakes within the same time period than their previous civil defense workflow, which only yields 5% facts. To conclude, we proposed a practical civil defense, SibRank, for large-scale online social network. It's computationally efficient, scalable, and has a provable security guarantee. We deployed it in 20 and found near 200K SIBOs. Lastly, SibRank enhanced the 20's previous civil defense workflow. This concludes the talk. Thank you.
I'm Everton Cordeiro from Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil. Yang and his group have published a paper in the IMC 2011 about uncover social network CBUs in the wild. And the major conclusion was that CBU accounts, they integrate just like normal users. I mean, they do not make this, they're not loosely coupled from the graph. And sometimes they don't even connect to each other as they have found in the social network RainRain in China. So I would like to know how your proposal would deal with this.
This is a very good question. So the social graph-based schemes typically leverage the attack edges to detect those symbols. So it will miss the symbols depending on how many attack edges there are. So if the symbols get connected to real users, then they may evade the detection. But in our 20 study, as I have shown, the effects in 20 actually they connect with each other, forming small groups. So in that case, we still can able to capture them.
And have you made a mental exercise about how your solution would be, how applicable your solution would be in peer-to-peer networks, I mean, in which you don't have the view of the how users are connected, I mean, in anonymous peer-to-peer networks? Have you thought about that?
Can you repeat the question?
I mean, I'm just asking about the applicability of your solution to peer-to-peer networks and not exactly online social networks. Have you thought about that also, about the applicability of your solution? It's just a, just for curiosity.
So I think currently our solution is basically designed for the security of online social networks. And possibly it may be applicable to other fields. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Srinivas from Princeton University. This is really cool work. So seeing that the amount of true positives has really increased from the output of your algorithm, I'm wondering if there is any correlation with the way human observers actually detect these fake accounts. Could you talk a little bit about that?
What's the problem?
So could you comment on, so do you have some thoughts on how humans actually detect these fake accounts, the people working at 20?
Yes, yes. So 20's inspection team have their own methodology to detect this, to confirm those facts. Basically, they will check many things for an account. For example, they are trying to correlate the photos to the age, or the address, or they are trying to understand the posts that the account has sent, or even beyond that, they may even use some simple software to extract some statistics of those accounts. For example, the login IPs. So it's a complicated process, but they will check many things, make sure that their decision is right.
Hey, this is Camille from Cisco. Thank you for the talk. So you took advantage of the fact that the civil attackers come kind of in a click, and the good users are kind of in another click, and they're kind of connected through some edges, right? So I'm kind of curious about the case where the civil attackers are more like a crust, and if you could take advantage of that. So that's kind of related to the first question, where the civil attackers use the legitimate users that they fooled before to fool new people. And then you end up with some kind of a crust around the good users in the middle. If you could, if you could take advantage of that in a way. Have you thought about that?
What's your question? Yes. You can see in our 20th results here, with our approach, you can see the symbols are located at the edge of the social network. Mm-hmm. Then we can still detect them. The key point is that as long as the symbols have limited attack edges connecting to real users, we can detect them.
But they have to be clustered together, kind of connected to each other.
Not necessary.
Okay.
Because you can check out the social graph based skins. You can see most of them just rely on the number of attack edges rather than the connections among those suspicious accounts.
Cool. Thank you.
Hi, this is Prem from Princeton. I was wondering if the civils decide to target like very popular hosts or machines that are likely to be trusted, what impact does that have on your trust propagation algorithm?
Can you speak it louder? Sorry.
If the civils try to connect themselves to very popular nodes, what impact does that have on your trust propagation algorithm? Because they are now specifically connecting themselves to what we might pick as a trusted node.
This is a very good question. So as I have presented, SibelRank is not a trust propagation algorithm. Actually, it leverages the limited attack edges to detect the sibels. There are some relationships between the trust and our scheme, but it's not a trust reputation system. So the key point is here, if the symbols get connected to real users, they may evade the detection.